staff. Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's Larry Connell. I just want to go back and add some quite a bit of information, actually, or clarity to what we've heard over this issue and what we've actually said. Originally, in our application submission, we had a cover thickness of 2 meters. That was not an assumption that came from the modeling. That was the outcome of the modeling. That's what the model told us that the capping layer should be. So I think that should be clarified. The other thing we've heard is that the average active layer at the Meadowbank site, as we've measured it, is 2.15 meters. That, too, isn't quite true. Those are for boreholes in close proximity to the talc zone. They aren't for boreholes throughout the site. Having said that, in our submission, in our recommendation of what the security should be to the board, the 26.1 million, that is based on 4 meters. That is INAC's number at the end of the 5-year period. In order to move this along and to accept that, we said it is time. We just take the 26.1 million, which is the 4 meter, and that's what we've included in that estimate under the recommendation we made to the board. So we moved from our original 2 meter, and under the argument that we would produce that data during the first 5-year license term. Yesterday, we heard a lot of questioning from the board staff over this, especially from Stephen, was looking for some clarity on information with regards to capping layer. And I think there is information out there that should be provided to them that helps this to provide some additional information. This capping of tailings and waste rock is not new in the north. It's not unique. We're not producing proposing something that has not been done in the past. It has been done here in the north, and there is some record of that work that we can look to. The active layer, the depth of an active layer, is actually dependent upon the material characteristics, including the grain size and the moisture content. And we've heard that through INAC as well, and that's quite true. The measured depths of the active layer for the Caddy waste rock dumps, they're reported to be in the order of 5 meters. That active layer thickness at a Caddy hasn't yet stabilized, and the ground temperatures there are continuing to get colder with time. That's from the same report that INAC provided to all of us to look through. The data from Meadowbank, the area there, indicates that we are in a different climate setting to a Caddy, and we do have shallower active layers. And there's data available from other sources to support that. And just one of the sources of data that I'd like to put forward is the Circumpolar Active Layer Monitoring Program. Its acronym is COM. And it has measured active layers in Baker Lake since 1997 in this region. They've been measuring the active layer. And the 2004 annual thaw depth was 1.79 meters. And I'd like to put forward for submission to the board a document that lists where this information came from. The board has indicated in its previous ruling to us that we should actively engage prior to the hearings with other parties trying to resolve these issues. And we have done that on this issue. And so this information I'm putting forward was actually supplied to INAC and to the Kivalliq Inuit Association leading up to this hearing. It's not new information to them, but it was information that was never put on the record because it was done in between the final interventions, and so it would have been new evidence. We would like to ask if this could be now put on the record so that some of this data is actually available to board staff and to the board. Another spot where we could reference people to look at for what evidence or what factual information is out there that we can look to. The Government of Canada, through NRCan, through the MEN program, has actually put out a report. It's entitled Covers for Reactive Tailings Located in Permafrost Regions, a review, and it's MEND report 1.61-4, and it's dated in October 2004. There are 4 recent case histories in that report that look at test pads constructed over reactive tailings in continuous permafrost, and they provide information on parameters that govern the design of a cover to maintain the tailings in a frozen state. The case histories are from Nanisivik, from the Raglan mine in Nunavik, from the Lupin mine, and from the Rankin Inlet mine, the old Rankin Inlet nickel mine. They represent different tailings operations, different cover designs, the different approaches, and different physical and climate conditions. And I'll just summarize, but I think this report's worth people referencing. At Raglan, for example, there was a 1.2 meter layer of mine rock underlain by 1.2 meters of crushed sand and gravel esker. And the measured active layer there was 1.9 meters. At Nana Civic, there were five test pads, 2 meters thick, covered with various stratigraphies. The active layer varied depending on the moisture content, from 1 meter at 34% moisture to 1.5 meters at 7% moisture. That's the active layer. At Lupin, it was 0.6 to 1.6 meters cover of sand and gravel esker material with an active layer function of location of the groundwater surface. The 1.3 meters for no cover and fully saturated tailings to 1.8 meters when the groundwater surface was the base of the cover. That was the active layer experienced there. At Rankin Inlet, there was 1 meter of cover sand and gravel esker material over an oxidizing sulfide tailings. At zero degrees, the thaw depth was estimated at 2.7 meters. So we do have a variance. Our commitment, or what we said to the board, was we understood that this was an issue, was going to be an issue. And so we proposed a cautious approach. That is, that we bond for the INAC proposed 4 meter during this first license term. We used the INAC estimates at the end of year 5 of the operation. And that we establish field tests to demonstrate the performance of various cover thicknesses under actual conditions. And we can set up these test plots as soon as we get into operation. We don't have to wait for tailings so that we can get the maximum data for this next license period. In our submission, we had already talked about instrumentation that we are going to be putting into place to monitor depth of thaw. For example, we have instrumentation going into the dikes, and that's outlined within our submission, or within the materials as part of the water license. That will give us information that we can use very early in the life of the mine to calibrate against the thermal modeling that we've already done for this cover. So in essence, I believe that there is a lot of information out there to work from on a cover. At the end of the day, our commitment is to close out the tailings and the PAG rock in a manner where the active thaw layer does not reach the underlying tailings or PAG rock. We believe that final depth of this cover should be determined from the development of data in the field and not something that the board should have to prescribe through a license condition. We support the recommendation that INAC's put forward. We think that is a solid approach, and it actually coincides with what we were putting in front of the board. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
I think I heard a proposal to add 2 new exhibits. Is that correct? One or two?
One submission. This report, which is entitled INAC Review by Brody Consulting Limited on Meadowbank Reclamation Cost Estimate, Meadowbank Gold Project, Nunavut. It's a technical memorandum from Golder dated April 2nd, 2008.
So, Mr. Chair, I would suggest we just check to see if there's any objections to adding that as an exhibit, and then we can proceed with doing that now.
Thank you. Any objection? Objection to the...
No objections, Mr. Chair. Michael Nadler.
Thank you. We take that.
Are there any objections from any of the other parties? Okay. Thank you. I think hearing no objections, then we would add that as an exhibit. And could we also have it filed electronically? Okay, so that'll be, which exhibit numbers are we at?
Well, we can do the housekeeping after. I'd like to add them now.
So the hard copy will be added as exhibit 8 and the electronic copy as exhibit 9. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So,